This is a programme about manners. Yes, Christmas really is over. It's the first week of January and you're listening to a programme about manners. Maybe it's part of your New Year's resolutions. You're going to listen to more improving things about rules you need to keep. Maybe you've experienced a lot of bad manners over Christmas. People certainly get drunk and rude and say inappropriate things at office parties or after lunch on Christmas Day when the red wine and resentment start to mingle. Most people know what's meant by the word manners. Please and thank you, not talking with your mouth full, offering your seat to the fat lady on the bus who you thought was pregnant while avoiding asking, when's it due? But where do these manners come from? Are they important? And are they in decline as we lose the Victorian obsession with dress codes and cutlery conventions, or as deeply ingrained in our society as ever? This programme will address all of those questions and more. Well, not more, just those. We've only got four episodes. And people do worry about the state of manners. Take Tony, the butcher, at Newport Indoor Market. When a young lad rode his bike through the market the other day, Tony was furious. He told the boy to get off his bike, which he did, but that wasn't the end of it.
And he came back to me about 5 minutes later, and he said, listen, you, there's no signs here saying I can't ride my bike. I said, not a sign of Max and Spencer's either, mate. You got any bloody common sense or what? I can't believe what we've bred in this country. Manners have seemed to have disappeared.
And here's Obby, who lives in Hackney. This is worse. It's her friends who are being rude.
When you go out, they're on their phone. I mean, why don't you just do that at home? Or do it when we're finished. If you know you're going to be continuously on your phone, don't bother come out.
Tony's had enough. Obby's had enough, and the media only feed this sense of disappointment. In the Daily Telegraph, I read that lunch with the younger generation is like feeding time at the zoo. In The Guardian, there's a sad story about people shouting scrounger at someone disabled on a mobility scooter. And on Victoria Derbyshire's TV show, a famous singer confronts an online troll who's been threatening to rape women. The troll wasn't named, of course. They never are. We're building up a bit of a gloomy picture of a civilization falling to bits. Is that the stage we're at? The bit when the Romans started to hurl excrement at each other rather than build great statues? Well, I'm not so sure. I'm not prepared to be that gloomy in the first week of the year. I think it would be irresponsible broadcasting and positively impolite. So in these four programmes, I'm going to work out whether things really are as gloomy as Tony and others believe, or whether there's some cause for hope. Or whether a future of relentless rudeness might not be that bad after all. Manners, to my mind at least, are about learning to interact civilly with other people. Not family, you can't be expected to be civil to them. But the first time you meet a large number of strangers and have to be nice to them, no matter what you think, is at school. That's where the civilising process really begins. Four-year-olds arrive unable to hold a knife and fork, and one term later they're having lunch together, putting food safely into their mouths, not waving forks around, other than in the credits of Grange Hill in the 1980s. A teacher in a reception class is an early manners guru, a key figure in civilising future society. Zoe Barber at St Mary Magdalene Primary School in North London is just such a person.
My children at the moment are trying to grasp the idea that when I'm talking to one person, I can't actually talk to six other children at the same time.
Right. Part of it is fully understanding that there are other people.
Yes, definitely. At the moment, the world revolves around them and them only. And I will say, just wait a minute, I'm just speaking to so-and-so. And 2 seconds later, they'll be tugging on my sleeve or
banging me. Because
they've already waited
what felt like an age.
Yes, or I have them come up to me and shake me from behind. So you just need to wait your turn. I'll be with you in a minute. Just hold on. And they do get better throughout the year, but at the beginning it is quite challenging with 30 children, trying to get them to understand that there are 29 other children. It's not just them.
So are we all born megalomaniacs?
Very egocentric, but that's normal, isn't it? It's just the way they are.
Zoe is instilling in children a mutually understood code of behaviour that's taken centuries to develop. There's a book about it, The Civilising Process, by a German sociologist called Norbert Elias. In the history of manners, you need to know about Norbert Elias. He's the most important thinker you've never heard of, according to Steven Pinker, the professor of psychology from Harvard University, and a thinker you probably have heard of. After all, you are listening to Radio 4.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Thanks very much for talking to us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Not at all.
It was a short interview, but nothing if not polite.
A couple of words, how's this?
Great. I think we can...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?